Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Sans Pants Radio. You're wearing that, are you?
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mum.
I'm Dad.
And I'm Ryder.
All right, well, our first question today comes from Adopt Me Bailey Family on the Discord, who says, what's the best way to change your lifestyle?
His name?
Adopt Me Bailey Family.
Is there any more context?
Isn't that amazing? What a coincidence.
Yes.
Why? Why?
That is Adopt Me Bailey Family, and
well,
he's
probably talking about us as a joke.
Yeah. I think you may have cracked but the case.
Does he lay out a case for his adoption to us?
No. What, maybe the life.
I think I actually already adopted him.
How old is
Did he?
I'm not sure. He doesn't say. Yeah, I'm not sure. Adopt Me Bailey Family is a pretty gender neutral name.
Like, they can send an application.
Yeah.
We'll review it.
Maybe you're a good fit. We might have to turn you away.
What would be the selection criteria?
Oh, I got no idea. One day at the house, and if they can hack it and whatever that day entails.
Yeah. Well, actually, our house is pretty easy going. So.
We could have a questionnaire. What things go in a fruit bowl?
Yeah, that's true. Keys. Not fruit, definitely.
Sometimes the letters.
Well, you know that's like a myth.
What? Yeah, I reckon that's a total myth. Yes.
What, at our house or just in general?
I think it might have happened about 10 to 12 years ago, but
no,
it doesn't
I just
happen
took
anymore.
Things out of our fruit bowl that weren't fruit.
But were they vegetables?
What did you take out of the fruit bowl to replace with fruit?
No, there was fruit in there as well as mail.
Okay.
Mail's okay.
But was it sitting on top or was it like tucked in between an apple?
Tucked in between an apple.
So you could have mistakenly bitten into a into the electricity bill when you thought you were going to have
great.
A nice crispy apple.
If it's between an apple, that feels like someone's grabbed the bill and seen a perfect slot between two fruit. Been like, I'll remember it there because as I go to grab an apple, I'll be like, oh, the bill.
Yeah, I think it was actually onions.
So
onions are wrong.
So if it was dark, you would have gone, something wrong with this apple.
So, okay, changing your lifestyle. That's hard. And we also don't know what
I need more context. I can't just have that question thrown at me.
I don't.
What other context did he give?
I don't think there is any other context other than.
Well, I can't answer it.
Well,
then.
He would like to be adopted by the Bailey family.
No,
so
but that's
would be
not
a change
a part
of lifestyle.
It.
What's his current lifestyle?
Well, we don't
the
know.
Only
no,
person,
no context.
The only person. The only person that can change your lifestyle is you. So
that's true. Changing your lifestyle, it's not that hard. You think it's harder than it is, I think. Right now, if you wanted to change your lifestyle, you got it in you. You can.
If you want to do it, you can do it.
Yeah. Like, what's your lifestyle right now, right? So what could you change in it?
Nothing.
Like that. It's perfect.
Well, I could change anything, but I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Too perfect as is.
So you have to want to. You have to understand what you want to change it into.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And
that's
then
true.
You've got to head towards that.
Well, I'm trying to think of lifestyle changes. I'd like to be in better shape. That's a lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to try and walk for 2 days every. Not 2 days. Walk for 2 days every week. No, walk for 2 hours every day.
Mm.
That's a lifestyle change, and that's a thing I can just do.
But you mustn't want it enough.
Yeah, clearly I'm not that keen on it.
You say you want it.
I'm not doing it.
But you don't really.
I haven't done it yet, and I don't know if I'll ever do it.
Yeah.
I guess that's the struggle of changing your lifestyle is that your lifestyle already is pretty comfortable.
Yes, that's right. So a lot of people are sitting around complaining about their current lifestyle.
Yeah.
But they don't really want to change.
You got to really want it to make it worth your while. Yes. Or you got to be like, because I reckon the reason you don't, the reason I'm not walking for 2 hours every day is that it's more comfortable to lie in bed.
Yes.
So you got to step out of your comfort zone.
Is it because it takes more energy to do the walking?
I think it's...
Is that the problem?
I think if I could be...
Fundamentally lazy?
Well, it's always you would core. Choose the nicest, most comfortable thing
yes.
yeah.
to do.
Well, yeah. at the moment, Rides, you're on that all-meat diet. That's a lifestyle change.
How's not that really. Going?
Oh, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you're doing it for a month, so maybe that's a good way to start.
Yeah,
you just
go,
do it for a month and then do it for another month.
What does your diet entail? What are you on?
Natural. It's keto.
Okay.
So natural fats, no carbs or sugar.
Yeah. Just
natural fats and proteins, pretty much.
Yeah. And you're just
a lot of avo, a lot of meat, red meat, chicken.
Yeah.
You're not craving pasta or rice.
I hate pasta.
Or a potato.
No, not at all.
What do you miss most? I would miss bread.
No, see, I actually don't know what I miss.
Sugar. I'd miss sugar.
No, I don't miss sugar.
Yeah.
I think I just miss the simpleness of being able to eat anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I have to think about it.
Because we got lunch before this, and all you could get was calamari because everything else had bread in it. Yeah, that sucks.
Mm.
Can you have a carbohydrate addiction?
Yeah, you can be addicted to carbs because it's the best. Carbs rule.
You've always loved carbs.
Yeah. I love carbs.
You're a big carb man.
Pasta, bread,
like them.
Yeah. A potato. Oh, yum. Yeah. And gnocchi is carb on carb because that's potato pasta.
That's so true. Mm.
Does vodka count as a carb?
Yeah.
Is potato...
No.
Yeah.
It's already gone to alcohol. It's the alcohol from the potato.
No, I can't have alcohol because it's full of sugar.
Yeah, but you're not having not vodka because it's potatoes.
Vodka's the best alcohol to have, though.
Oh,
like,
God,
it's the most
no, it's
healthy,
not.
I think.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got a lifestyle question.
All right.
Is it easier to change your lifestyle to go down? That means sort of become more lazy.
Yeah.
Then go up.
100%.
Yeah.
So most people have...
Cut out exercise.
slowly through their lifetime of going down.
I'm trying to cut down on exercise needing health. trying to eat worse in my day.
I want to change up my lifestyle. Or
instead of walking for 2 hours every day, I'm going to sleep in an extra 2 hours. It's so much easier to go worse. Because it's getting up is hard.
And as people get older, they make more and more excuses.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I'm busy at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
Getting on. You know, on, you know it is. Way. Young man's game.
Yeah. Oh, young man's game. I look forward to being able to say young man's game. I don't know if I'm at the stage where anything is a young man's game yet. Just
walking to
DJ.
The
DJ. Being a DJ is a young man's game.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that now.
But you see a guy say that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just walking to the mailbox.
Young man's game. You thought about trying to diet?
No, is there a way to fix this chair? I keep falling back. It's really annoying.
What's wrong with it?
I'm physically holding myself up because when I let go.
Well, that's good for
you. That's good for your core.
Muscles.
Yeah. I don't know. Have a look under the.
I did. There's a bunch of knobs, but I don't know which one to turn.
Okay. I got no. You got to figure that out yourself.
Hey, he's gone back now.
You got to get down and fix your own chair, right? That's the chair I'm normally in. That sucks that's happened. Yeah, it's good watching Ryder do the mechanics of the chair.
He's not really doing anything. He's just shaking it. Yeah. Spinning
it. He's
just
hiding under the table.
We always assume that when people say they want to have a lifestyle change, that they want to, like, cut out alcohol or eat better. But, like, maybe he's like a... Maybe he's a serial killer and he's like, no, I really should.
Got to pack it in. That's true. Maybe, you know, we assume the lifestyle change is for the better. Maybe they want to start serial killing.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I've always wanted to serial kill. And
I've never really done it.
There should be no problem going.
Do you think anybody goes into it deciding to serial kill, or is it one kill and then you're like, maybe I'll make this a regular thing?
No, I think they decide to serial kill.
You plan on
it. They think about it quite a bit.
Do you set a number? Are you like, 6 and I'm done? Or is
I see what you mean.
Yeah, like are you? Do you...
They're not like going, all right, I'm going to kill 6 people.
Yeah.
I think they're all individuals. Yeah, so
it takes all sorts.
Yeah. But I think it's also a challenge to see how many they can
How many
do
you can do.
Get away with. But At a certain point. How did we get to this topic? That's not a lifestyle.
Well, it is a lifestyle change.
Serial killing is a lifestyle, yeah.
You always think lifestyle change means, I'm going to go to gym more. Yeah. I'm going to eat more fruit.
Sometimes it means killing.
That's why it's annoying. I wish he gave us more context.
Yes, yeah, it's a bit vague.
We don't know. But I think a really good advice that's come out of this, like you said, Rides, or like you said about Rides, Dad, do it for a month. Whatever your lifestyle, unless it is killing people. I don't know if we here at Bailey's Family Circus can condone murder.
For a month.
For a month. See how you like it. Then ease off the paddle.
If it's not for you.
That's all right. Then you can hop. You can get out of it. We don't want to somehow be implicated. Imagine that in court. The guy's like, I killed because the Bailey family said it was okay.
I was only going to try it for a month.
For a month, they said it was fine. but you try it for a month and then you ease off a little bit and then you do another month.
Try it for a month and if it's easy, keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
If you really hate it, it's not for you.
Yeah, because a month is doable. Anyone can do a month.
Now, when... You've changed your lifestyle a bit because you've changed your diet.
Yeah.
When have you changed yours, Jack?
Oh, that's a great
I've also
question.
Pretty much given up alcohol too.
Have you really?
Yeah, I hate alcohol, man.
Really? Wow. You're done drinking?
Mm. Oh, I've started again.
I know, how funny.
That is a lifestyle.
It's not worth the hangover. It's stupid. Yeah, it's just not worth it.
I only have one. That's what I do. Just have one margarita at the end.
Yeah, fair. I'm trying to think if I've changed my lifestyle ever. Surely. At some point, I've changed my lifestyle.
I can't think of anything.
You can't think of a moment where I've changed my lifestyle?
Well, you moved here.
I moved here. That was a lifestyle change. But that was kind of a gradual one and not really a decision
I made. What
does it mean,
style, anyway? Like, it's just what you do.
Yeah, I
guess. A big part of your life that's altered by you.
Yes.
So, I guess moving here. But when I moved here, it wasn't like, all right, I'm making the decision. I'm moving from living at home to living, you know, at Zammit's with the studio. It was just like...
It was osmosis.
I recorded late and so I'd stay here and then eventually it was just like, oh, I guess I live here now. So I guess that doesn't really count. It's like a lifestyle.
So it wasn't like, oh, you're living at home and you're like, oh, you know, it's just not doing, it's not good for me. It's bad. I need to change. I need to move out.
I need to try a month.
Try a month.
You know what happened? When you're young and you haven't got your license, you walk everywhere.
Yeah.
Like I know you guys used to walk everywhere. And then you either have a friend who drives or you learn to drive and you sit. Like you don't...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
True. Well, you can't really walk anywhere from our house anyway.
No, but we would drop you at your mates and then you and your mates would go wandering.
Yeah. Walking less. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. So I guess ultimately we're saying try it from... We know it's hard and it's probably not going to be the kind of thing you do in like a, you know, overnight.
Yeah.
But try it for a month and then if it's easy, keep at it. If it's hard, fuck it. Don't worry about it.
Well, I'd just like to say this.
Yeah.
Like, everyone should exercise more.
Sure.
If you're going to change your lifestyle in any way, move more.
Nah.
People, move less. What?
Exercise is fucked.
What?
Exercise is the worst thing in the world.
No, I heard this thing the other day. When the ads come on, so just watch telly.
Yeah.
When the ads come on, stand up and just dance or jump or move while the ads are on and then sit down again. You know, if you did that every time an ad came on.
Yeah. What about watching the footy?
What do you mean?
Every time there's a goal, there's only one quick little dance.
You're going to be worn out.
I would like this. Do you think when you roll down a hill, you tense your body? Do you think that is kind of exercise?
Oh, absolutely.
I'd like a machine at the gym that I could lie down on.
So like a treadmill with sides.
Yeah, that I could just roll in.
Yeah.
I think that would be easy and a great workout.
Plus you're lying down.
Plus I'm lying down, exactly. That's the most comfortable workout there. You could pad it.
So what happens when you go to your... I'm going to go back to Mum's point. When you go to your friend's house.
Yeah.
Come over, watch... Whatever with me, watch a show with me.
Yeah,
ads come on. You get up and
do a little dance.
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything. What are they going to think?
Or if they do mock you, you're like, whatever. Enjoy being out of shape.
Man, knock me for changing my lifestyle. Yeah,
exactly. Why don't you? I'm going to be beautiful and in shape. You're going to dance during the ads.
That's true. People don't move enough.
Yeah, I guess
the whole
moving
world
sucks.
Moving?
It sucks.
It really does.
It's horrible.
It's hard work.
Have you ever done exercise?
I have done a bit of it.
It sucks, doesn't it?
It's not that fun.
You don't feel great. This is fucking awesome. I'm loving this.
After a while, you feel better afterwards. Come on.
No.
Yes, Ryder.
There's a brief moment when you've been to the gym and you open the door to outside the gym and you're like, ah, but then you feel terrible afterwards. You get in the car to go home and you're like, ugh.
It's inertia's fault.
Too much moving and then suddenly you're stopping.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's my tip.
We all hate working out, evidently.
Whoever he is, tell him to move more.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so.
And then we'll adopt him.
Mac Rabbit from the Discord again says, no one can pronounce my last name. I'll just spell it and we'll see what we can do.
I want to write it down.
MC. No.
Wait. I can't do that. My brain doesn't work like that. I need to write it.
I don't want you to write it yet. MCK.
MCK. E O.
I can just write it on anywhere here.
W N. Yeah. It's
McCown.
What is it?
McCown.
MCK. E O. W N.
I think it's McCown.
McKeon. What do people say? McCowan McKeon. Or McKeon?
Is it Irish?
Any variations. I'm not sure.
Sounds a bit Irish.
My favourite thing about Bailey Family Circus is how much information you assume I have on these people. They Irish? Jackson? Where'd they grow up? What are their parents like?
Surely they're Scottish.
Well, what's his first name?
I've only been given the surname. The only other name I have is his Discord handle, which is Mac Rabbit. So we can assume his full name is Mac Rabbit McKeon, which is a great name.
So it's MC, it's not MAC.
No, it's MCKEOWN.
Yeah.
McKeon. I would say McKeon.
Yeah, I'd say McKeon. Or
I'd say McKeon.
But if enough people are getting the last name wrong, I feel like maybe I have it wrong with McKeon. McCowan?
McCowan.
McKeon. Anyway.
I've never heard of McCowan.
What should I change my last name to?
Keep McCowan.
Yeah, McCowan's great. Having a unique last name is excellent.
Ooh. And
what? Have you figured something? Have you cracked it right?
It's the E and the O is the same as McLeod.
Okay.
So I'd say it's McCown.
McCown?
Yeah.
I say.
McCown.
You could, another option, I don't know about this, but you could just change the spelling to make it clearer. Well, if it's really that much of a problem for you.
I have this same problem. Kremborg.
Wow.
K-R-E-Y-M-B-O-R-G.
What do people say?
Kremborg. Sometimes they tell me I'm spelling it wrong.
That's insane.
Really?
Once this guy, I spelt it to him, and he wrote B-O-U-R-G.
Yeah.
And I said, it's B-O-R-G. I think the Germans would spell it with an O-U-R. And I said, yeah, well, it's
You should have knocked him out.
What the fuck? It blows my mind when people think they know how to spell your name better than you, because you have been doing it your whole life. This is their first attempt. Like, surely.
But some people who have a stupid name to spell, like Kremborg, when they get married, they take their husband's name.
Yeah.
Which is B-A-L-Y. People can't spell that either. So
I know.
There was no benefit for me. No.
It's always, because every time I say, like, oh, Jackson Bailey, B-A-L-Y, because you've got to chuck it in. People like, B-A-I-L-Y? You're like,
they go B-A and then their pen's hovering.
They want to put the E-Y, yeah, I know.
You see them put it down, they want to put the I in so desperately. Yeah. You're like, no. Well, an L there, mister.
We could save ourselves frustration for the rest of our lives and just be Daily.
Yeah, that's true. If we were just Daily.
Daily.
Yeah, Daily. Ryder Daily.
What?
Ryder
Daily. Why not just add the I and the E, Bailey, and just spell it how normal people spell it?
Don't add both the I and the E.
That's too much.
Which
that's
one then? I think just the E.
No, that's gone. People are going to still get confused.
If we put just the E, people will call us Bally, and that's weird.
I get that already.
No, because the E makes the A say A, so Bailey.
Bailey? What if we B-A-E-L-Y? Bailey, like a bay leaf.
This guy's listening to the show and says,
really?
What about your surname? <No. laughs> Hang on.
This is not my question.
When I first was going out with you and I went to your house the first time, at the bottom of your drive, there was this big hand-painted sign, B-A-L-Y, and I thought, oh, how cute. They must have done that when they were little. And they
oh, really? Oh, God.
That's so funny. Yeah, Bailey. I know, it's a weird thing is that Bailey, and maybe it's because it's just been my surname my whole life, but that's how I would spell it if I didn't know that B-A-I-L-Y was...
No, not for me. How because you... I know that girl's name, Bailey, first name is B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Okay, so that's how you'd assume the surname.
Or B-A-Y. Yeah.
Or they go B-A-I-L-L-I-E.
B-A-I-L-L-I-E.
Yeah,
that's
I've seen that.
Insane. That's just too many letters.
That's
Bailey and Kremborg are still easier to spell than McCown.
Yeah, at least Bailey, it's, you know.
Yeah. We've got you know, Western world problems compared to this guy.
Look, there's some first world surname problems that we're dealing with here.
Well, I have an annoying name and no one can ever spell it. So when I order things, I put Ash because everyone can spell Ash. But once, this Japanese restaurant, I was like, Ash. She's like, Ash. I'm like, no, Ash, A-S-H. Asa, Asha, she couldn't spell it. And I'm like, she should have just said Ryder. She'd be like, oh, Ryder, R-Y-D.
Yeah, Ryder, easy. That's weird that people don't, because is your problem that people spell it R-I-D-E-R?
No, it's not that. It's that they just don't know what to do.
Okay.
So you're like, I just can't be bothered with the hassle.
Yeah. I like that you chose Ash. It's,
so easy.
It's a cool name.
Three letters.
I would have chosen J.
But. Another thing has happened that I accidentally, it's usually just for ordering food when they call out Ash, grab it. But once I accidentally booked a haircut under Ash and there was another guy there called Ryan.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jesus, like every time they'd be like, Ryan, I'd be like, what? They'd be like, no, I'm Ash today.
That's great because.
You told that story before.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
damn it.
And last you told us off at.
That's retelling the same story.
I didn't tell it here.
I just told
it to you.
I've recently heard it.
Block that whole thing out. I don't want to sound like an idiot.
Too late.
Are you sure I told it to you? I don't really remember it.
No,
to be
I think I've told it to you.
I'm waiting
you guys,
for someone to call you out.
Yeah, look, let us know in the Discord.
Yeah, if I've told that before, I'm very sorry.
It's a good story, though.
It is.
Yeah,
well, if you could change your surname to anything, because that's what Mikio wants to do.
Mm. Yes.
What would you change your surname to? What is a good replacement
King.
Surname?
Huh?
King. King. King's great.
Yeah. Anyone Ryder can be King. A King.
Yeah. And King sounds good with anyone's name. Ryder King. Yeah. Jackson King. John King. John King. John King sounds like a political figure.
I don't think I'd go with
figure.
King.
No?
Queen?
No. John Queen. Ryder Queen. Cassie Queen. Cassie Queen.
Cassie King's good because I could have the same initials.
Yeah, that's true. Cassie King. And it also rolls off the tongue really well. Yeah. Cassie King. Yeah, King's good. King's a good one. Because you want, I mean, obviously if you're going from McKeown to a... to another surname. You want
He'll hate
simple.
You saying McKeown.
I know.
It's not McKeown, I promise.
We don't know.
It's McKeown.
Yeah, can he, after all, can he give us a phonetic space
so that
we know?
Yeah. I'm going to keep saying McKeown. That's what I'm sticking with.
McKeown.
It's McKeown.
Ryder will stick with McKeown.
So I've got same as McLeod.
Two questions. What would you change your surname to?
Yeah.
And what would be your easy first name, like Ryder's got Ash?
Oh, okay.
What would be your...
Well, yeah,
everybody
I'm thinking
gets...
J, because with J...
J-A-Y.
Well, it doesn't matter. They could just do a J. That's fine.
Yeah.
J, J-A-Y, plus my name's Jackson.
I don't think anyone would just write J. If you said J, they'd be like, oh, J, just the letter. Interesting, but good on you.
That'd be cool. I think that'd be fun, you know. It's funny because if you did J and they wrote just J, like that makes sense. But if you did F, they wrote, you know what I mean? Like some letters are names, some aren't.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But no, I think I'd go J. And as a surname, I kept thinking Duff for some reason.
Duff.
Yeah, Duff.
J. Duff.
J. Duff. Oh, J. Duff.
That sounds like a rapper name.
Yeah, or a skater. That's
MC J. Duff.
J. Duff. Yeah, I'll be J. Duff from now on. What about you, Mum?
Well, I go Cass. And I do this sneaky thing where, like, if I'm, you know, emailing a tradesperson or something like that, I sign it Cass. And then when they write back, it's real friendly. It's like, hey, Cass.
Yeah. That's clever.
Yeah. Like,
that's cool. I should tell everyone my name's Rides.
Yeah, Rides. Yeah.
It's really nice when you get the message back.
What's
Cass?
Your preferred surname?
Yeah. I always like Cohen.
Cohen's Cohen. Good. But Cohen.
And I like Cohen as a first name as well.
How would you spell it?
K-O-H-N.
No, it's a C.
C-O-H-N.
C-O.
I like K's though.
C-O-E-N.
K-O-H-N.
C-O-W-E-N.
Cohen.
What is it? Isn't there an H in there? I can't be Cohen. That's not going to help anyone.
That's so confusing. C-O-E-N, like the Cohen brothers. That's how I like the spelling of Cohen. C-O-E-N.
C-O-E-N's good.
And I put a W in the middle. Cohen.
No, that's Cowan.
Yeah, see? Mm. You get the problem. Mm. That's annoying. Rides, Cass, Johnny. There's not really a Jackson.
Jacko.
One.
Jacko.
Jacko.
Jax.
Hey, Jacko. Jax.
Jax. Jax. That's more than one. There's only one.
Yeah, look, good point.
Yeah.
What about you, Dad? What would you short name? John. You've got John.
Yeah,
that's
John.
So easy.
Yeah, you can't be John.
But John has the problem of people chuck an H in.
Or a Jono. Yeah.
Do you get really upset when people put an H in?
I don't like it. I don't like it. But, I don't get that upset. I'm not going to go.
Really upset, man. It's not like you go and cry in the toilet or something.
Get rid of that H.
But I remember when I was a kid. Should I tell this story?
I don't know.
About my name? Anyway, I will.
All right.
Right.
I'll cut it out if you want me to get rid of it.
Because I was Jonathan, and it was J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N.
Yeah.
Right? I kind of didn't know how to spell John.
Yeah.
And then when I started writing John, I used to write Joan. I remember my friend but looking at it, and he said, What's your name? I said, John. I said, that's not John, that's Joan.
Loved it. Joanne?
Yeah, Joan.
Where'd the E come from?
No, J-O-A-N.
Oh, so yeah, like girl Joan.
Yeah, I put the N and the A around because I was a bit dyslexic, so I kept missing it.
Well, it turns out I'd been spelling, my full name is Jackson Ronald Lindsay Bailey. I'd been spelling Lindsay wrong for years.
Yeah.
It wasn't until we went and got like my passport or something and I had to fill out a form and they were like, this is incorrect.
Yeah.
Turns out, yeah, no D.
Names are hard.
Names.
I don't even know what my other middle name is.
L-I-N. Maybe there was a Z in there. I don't know.
Lindsay.
Wrong, though. It's however. A.
Huh? Do I have another one? Another middle name?
Jonathan.
Really?
Yeah, Joan.
Right, a Joan
Bailey. Right, a Sam Joan.
Right, a Sam perfect. Joan Bailey.
So whenever I meet someone named Joan, I go. Yeah.
I remember. It's easy to spell your name wrong. That's life. Yeah. My name's Jackson. If I had an X in the middle, so much easier.
Yeah.
So spelling is different though than pronouncing.
That's true.
This person has a problem with pronouncing.
Well, yeah, that's the true. Problem. There's a problem with spelling. There's a problem with pronouncing. Yeah. You know, it's a minefield.
Really? You want to call yourself Bob. No one will get confused. If you're Bob, they'll be like, I can spell. There's no questioning it. There.
Yeah. But you know, two ways to spell Bob.
Yeah.
No.
There's just one. Bob. Done. Yeah. B-O-B. Yeah. You're in. Yeah.
Can you show me the spelling again, right?
I think it's McCown. Yeah. Right
McCown.
At the end.
McCown.
Well, yeah, we can't help because we don't know actually how to.
Consonants next to each other just piss me off too.
What letters?
Consonants next to each other.
Oh, right. It's too hard.
Chuck in at least another vowel.
Yeah, no. Do us all a favour and put
Reese
a vowel
Reese has got no vowels.
Reese.
Yeah.
Rise. He is a vowel.
I say rise. Rise, Reese, not Reese.
Oh, right,
Reese.
Yeah.
I say we put it back on this guy to help us with our name.
Yeah. We'll sort your name out if you sort our names out.
All I have to do is cross the Y out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. If you're just Cass, easy. Yeah.
And Kremborg.
The Y.
K-R-E-M-B-O-R-G.
Where's the Y? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Kremborg.
That's how you pronounce it.
Kremborg. Bailey, if we just spell it phonetically, chuck an I in there and an E, we're good.
Be right.
Mm. And I'll put an X in the middle of my name. So
That's horrible.
I'm cutting down on letters now. You know?
Yeah.
It's
what's the most efficient spelling of your name?
Mine.
Yeah. R-I-D-A.
Yeah.
Ryder.
We saw that. No, it's R-Y-D-A. There's like some campaign company on the television at the
Ryder. Ryder. That's how I would pronounce that, which would be annoying.
It's like a rapper version of
Ryder.
Ryder.
And Cass and John. Easy.
Done. Yeah.
All right. Well, awesome. I hope we helped McCown.
We didn't help.
What was his actual question?
Name. He wanted a new last name.
Oh, a new one.
Yeah. Don't have a new one. Keep McCown.
Smith.
I'll simplify it, you know.
Yeah.
M-C-O-N.
Yeah.
McCown.
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 Just be McCon from now on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Okay, Andrew Crawford from the Gmail says, what's the perfect present to buy your boyfriend and girlfriend? Present,
ask them.
Not present.
Ask them.
Ask them.
Ask them. Yeah, what do you want? Done.
I'm with you. I'm absolutely
no disappointment.
With you.
No.
You've still got to get the present, but because I know some people that are just like, hey, here's some money, you go get the gift yourself because I'm not going to be good.
But that's bad. Money as a gift, I hate it.
Yeah.
You love money as a gift.
I haven't got money as a gift for like 10 years, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't get it anymore. You I don't even ask.
When you were a
teenager.
I remember
like 3 or 4 years ago, I actually didn't get a present for like a year and a half because I didn't want anything. And then I got a bed.
Yeah, yeah, fair.
Ah. I don't want presents anymore. I don't need them.
Yeah.
Presents suck.
That's sometimes presents are good.
But like
you presents have to have suck presents. Is just a very funny blank statement. Presents, bad. Don't want them. Don't need them.
No, but you need
Christmas.
Them.
Oh, yeah, I don't care about Christmas.
Give me, like, a cheese platter for Christmas.
Yeah, I would love...
Or a pack of lollies for my birthday.
Like a typical Christmas... Give me a wooden train for Christmas. Or, like, a bear or something.
You would not like that.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be disappointed. I'd be like, get me a Game Boy, not a
do you like,
wooden train.
Do you like the problem with asking someone is there's no surprise. So a good gift must have the surprise.
This is what you have to do. You have to listen to the things they say before the present giving time. And if they say, I'd love one of those, or that's really nice, or if they admire something somebody else has, then you go.
Yeah. And I think in a good kind of relationship, if you know, you make the whole transition. You see something you like at some point in the year before your birthday or whatever, and you're like, that's great, I'd like that as a gift at some point. You know what I mean? And
so then you help
you them
out.
You don't just look at it and you're like, oh, I really like that. You're like, I really like that. That would be nice as a present. And then,
because
when the birthday Christmas rolls around, there it is.
What is really nice is when you get a present and you go, you paid attention to something about me.
That is good.
Mm. And that means that you thought about me when I wasn't there, and that's what's important. The fact that you think about somebody when they're not there, if you can give a gift that shows that.
What do we think about
a
handmade gift?
Depends what it is. If it's like a drawing, no thank you. That's straight to the bin.
Well, but, what kind of handmade gift would you appreciate?
Like a nice wooden box.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you have some like nice carpentry skills for that?
Yeah, I know. Oh, just build me a wooden box. Yeah, cheers. It's also funny, a wooden, what are you putting in it? What's the function?
And what are the dimensions?
Yeah, how big is this wooden box?
I don't know. I thought it was just like a little something
little
to put
little
tea
little
in or
box.
Something.
Yeah, yeah, okay, No, fair.
Not a coffin.
No. Well,
a coffin would rule. That's a weird message.
It's
to
a strange
send.
Present. What?
Imagine for Christmas.
And it's so big as well. You'd have to be like, actually, your present's going to be delivered in an hour. I'm so excited to see what you think. And then, you know, an hour later, beep, beep, trucks comes back, open the door.
Big coffin.
Surprise. Yeah.
I really like the idea.
No way.
For me? Really? I was just talking about how I wish I was in a coffin earlier today. Oh, my God.
So you want to rule out the present with the double meaning.
Well, I just love the idea of coming downstairs at Christmas and there being all these presents under the tree and one is obviously a cop. And you're like, when are we opening presents? Oh, not till after lunch. Hmm. Okay.
I think that coffin's
don't eat
for
anything.
Me.
What's going on here?
I think with all gifts, there are like, not genres, but things you can cut out.
Sure.
No joke gifts ever,
okay.
Unless you're in an office.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
No stupidly sentimental gifts.
Like, well, give me an example.
Of what?
A stupidly sentimental gift.
Like, I don't know, something that you both like that's sort of stupid.
Okay.
No, but it won't be stupid to you.
I something we both like and enjoy. Don't get it. That's what you're saying. If we both mutually love a thing that we both appreciate, don't even fucking think about it for a gift. Can you give me an example of like a thing?
Like what?
What would be one for us, say?
Like a sentimental gift.
Yeah, you're getting me something.
Like a Home Alone t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't.
Sucked in, Jack. You got him a Home Alone windsheeter. Yeah,
but that's cool because it's a windsheeter. It's not a t-shirt. I mean, like there are merch with TV shows that are cool and then there are, that's horrible.
Yeah, no,
like,
I see.
Like a t-shirt with Home Alone and Macaulay Culkin on it.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Okay, but I get it now.
That was cool. It had the Band of Brothers. It had Home Alone down the aisle.
I see what you mean.
It's a hoodie, not just a stupid t-shirt that you probably would never wear.
Yeah, it's the difference between like getting you, say, like a basic Riverdale t-shirt that I saw at like JJ's or whatever, and then going out and getting you like the Archie
Letterman
jacket. Perfect. That's the difference. Yeah, I see what you mean.
So the key here is you've got to know the person.
It has to be a classy version of the thing.
Yeah. It's like, because you've got that, like, there's like the bad step parent mentality where you're like, right up Riverdale t-shirt, done. And then there's the like, right up Riverdale. He's probably not going to wear Riverdale. He doesn't wear t-shirts that have like logos on them terribly often. Oh, I'll probably get, you know what I mean? Like, there's like those extra steps you got
to
do.
Yeah. You have to show that you really know the other person.
Yeah, yeah.
If your gift can show that you really know the other person, that'll mean a lot to
and
them.
And never, if you have a gift and you don't know the person very well, look at the gift you got and think, would I like this?
Okay.
If someone gave me this, would I be like, awesome? Or would I be like, that's just another bit of junk?
What do you think recommend as like a Kris Kringle gift? Like you're
food,
in the office.
Food or a funny mug.
A funny mug.
Kris Kringle should be funny.
Yeah, absolutely.
No one's wanting the new iPhone for Kris Kringle. They want something stupid that they can laugh at and maybe put on their office
desk. If you're the kind of champ, though, that wants to show up the entire office, get someone an iPhone.
New iPhone or a new car.
Because no matter what, your present back will be nowhere near as good. Yeah.
So someone gets the coffee mug and the other guy gives them the iPhone.
Number two boss and then an iPhone. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's funny that I always think is the older you get, when you think of presents, you want something you need instead of want. You're like, a new frying pan would be awesome. Mm. Get me that. You're not like, oh, a shirt.
Yeah,
you
know? Absolutely.
Or socks. Socks and undies.
Oh, my God.
Best gift in the world.
Incredible.
Everyone needs new socks and undies.
So it's underrated, the socks, undies.
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as you hit like 19 or 20, socks and undies is all you need.
Because you lose them all the time. Yeah. And the more you have, the better. It's a weird gift to get your loved one, like your girlfriend or your boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting them basic socks and undies feels like not much thought, but also maybe if you know that they keep losing their socks and underwear.
Well, you can give them socks and undies as well as your great present.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You've got to give them something a bit special.
What do you think about this? So me and my girlfriend, every time it's a birthday, we just go out and have a nice date somewhere.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I like that.
Spend the money that you would have spent it on a gift, spend it on a fun day out.
We're like, we could get each other like presents, that'd be nice, but why not go out? See a show.
Yeah, go to the zoo.
You make a day of it. You know what
I mean? I actually love that. Experiences as gifts.
Yeah.
Or like I take you out to a nice dinner. That's cool.
Because there's like the zoo, guaranteed good time.
Mm. Yeah.
And everyone likes the zoo and it's a neutral present. You're never going to get somebody a trip to the zoo or be like, let's go to the zoo for your birthday. And they're going to be like, ugh. The zoo.
Yeah.
People will they'll enjoy.
Well, some people don't like animals, aren't that animals?
Well, you wouldn't be friends with them.
I can't imagine if I was like, hey, I have two tickets to the zoo, someone being like,
I don't really like animals.
I don't really want to see a lion. Like, who is that person?
Well, maybe you've just started going out with them and you don't know.
Yeah, that's if I'm going out with someone, I'm like, hey, do you want to go to the zoo? And they're like, oh, the zoo. Be like, yeah, we're done. If you can't get simple joy out of watching a penguin, I don't want to be part of this relationship. Yeah. So experiences. That's a good way to go about it.
But with the zoo thing, you've got to be careful of not just doing your passion.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Like, think of them.
Yeah, if you know they hate, if they've said to you in the past.
Yeah, and don't just go to the zoo because it's a fun thing. Think about something that they enjoy, like band tickets.
If you've been on a date with them and they've been like, hey, babe, just want to let you know, I hate the zoo. when it comes to their birthday, be like, maybe if we went to the zoo. I don't recall them having any opinions either way. It's a very funny thing now. It feels like like maybe something you should ask someone on the first date.
Yeah. Also, do you like the zoo?
Do you like the zoo?
If you can afford it, weekend away.
Weekend away.
Done. Oh, yeah. So that's always a good...
couple of nights at a nice place.
But that's quite a few, maybe like a year or like 8 months and into the relationship. Yeah. A year away. That's don't spring
I remember
that early.
My first present Dad ever gave me.
Oh, I'm going to cringe now. What is it? I can't
remember. No, it was beautiful. It was a tiny bunch of violets, which were beautiful. Oh. And a little gold locket with a ruby in it.
Yes, but that wasn't right.
No, because I like silver.
See, I didn't know that.
You should have paid attention to all the jewelry I was wearing. Yeah, I should have,
but I was.
It was all silver.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's.
I like gold.
But I also think when it comes to something like that, like, is that detail that important in the, like.
Well, it is. Yeah. Like, women's jewelry, what they wear is particular to them.
Yeah.
So if. And there are gold women and silver women.
I would never make a decision.
You just have to look at what they're wearing.
I feel like I'd get it wrong.
Look at their fingers and they've got silver things on and you buy them a silver thing.
My girlfriend does not wear jewelry. Well, so
don't
I'd
get
just be
her
like,
jewelry.
You don't
so
get
that's
her jewelry.
The thing. You
so
look
jewelry's
at her
out. Like, none.
Yeah.
She doesn't wear jewelry.
Just get her a raw ruby by itself, not in any jewelry. Yeah. But I think, experiences, again, nobody's going to hate a hotel away.
Yeah,
nobody's gonna
and nothing scary. No skydiving.
Oh, okay.
Unless they've said skydiving's awesome. I've always wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Because if I got a skydiving thing, I'd be like, oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And now you have to. It's forcing you to do something.
Somebody's paid for it. Yeah. When you first said scary, I was imagining like a haunted house. Nothing scary. Hey, babe, for your birthday, we're going to go see a ghost together.
So when you first start going out with somebody, don't ever bullshit. Don't say, I'd love to go skydiving.
Oh,
no, yeah.
You wouldn't really.
So I guess what we're saying is it's just like comes down to paying attention. Yeah. And if you haven't been paying attention, take them out to dinner somewhere, basically, is what, what I
drop
would say.
A good amount on a weekend away.
Or just ask. Just be like, hey, I'm sorry, I haven't been paying attention. What do you want?
That's going to...
No, that's a backfire. No, you can't ask.
I think it depends on the person. But I guess you've got to be paying attention.
If that's the case and you haven't been paying attention, bullshit a bit and say, I've been paying attention, but I honestly have no idea. There's no hints, there's nothing, so you got to tell me.
Yeah, that's true.
I've been racking my brain. I really wanted to get you something special.
But I just couldn't think of the kind of thing you wanted.
What about if they've been dropping hints the whole time?
And they're like, oh, well, deaf ears here.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, then whatever. That's your fault for not paying attention.
You haven't
deal
paid
with it.
Yeah.
Weekend away, go out to dinner and start paying attention.
Yeah. That's the best gift of all.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Mum.
I've been Dad.
And I've been Ryder.
And if you've got any questions you'd like us to answer, email us at baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com or hit us up on the Discord.
And can you give us a... Sorry.
No, please.
McCowan, tell us how to pronounce your name.
And also just a little bit of background information.
Yeah. Next time you ask us a question, tell us a little bit more so that we can... We've got stuff to work on.
Yeah, we need context.
Yeah, give us context.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sanspants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com.